our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 134, the three stanzas. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, we on thy loving kindness dwell, the wonders of thy grace and what follows. Psalter 134, the three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 115. And afterwards, from the canons of Dort, the conclusion, which can be found on page 116 in the back of the Psalter. Psalm 115. And not unto us, O Lord, and not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy true sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. And noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth, and forevermore, praise the Lord. From the canons of Dort, the conclusion, which you can find on page 116 in the back of the Psalter. And then there is a portion that is shaded. Those are the accusations that were brought against the church. And this is the perspicuous, simple, and igneous declaration of the Orthodox doctrine respecting the five articles which have been controverted in the Belgic churches, and the rejection of the heirs with which they have for some time been troubled. This doctrine the Synod judges to be drawn from the Word of God and to be agreeable to the confessions of the Reformed churches, whence it clearly appears that some whom such conduct by no means became have violated all truth, equity, and charity and wishing to persuade the public that the doctrine of the Reformed churches concerning predestination and the points annexed to it by its own genius and necessary tendency leads off the minds of men from all piety and religion, that it is an opiate administered by the flesh and the devil, and the stronghold of Satan, where he lies in wait for all, and from which he wounds multitudes, and mortally strikes through many with the darts both of despair and security, that it makes God the author of sin unjust, tyrannical, hypocritical, that it is nothing more than interpolated Stoicism, Manichism, Libertinism, Tercism, that it renders men carnally secure, since they are persuaded by it, that nothing can hinder the salvation of the elect. Let them live as they please, and therefore, that they may safely perpetrate every species of the most atrocious crimes, and that if the reprobate should even perform truly all the works of the saints, their obedience would not in the least contribute to their salvation. That the same doctrine teaches that God, by a mere arbitrary act of his will, without the least respect or view to any sin, has predestinated the greatest part of the world to eternal damnation, and has created them for this very purpose, that in the same manner in which the election is the fountain and the cause of faith and good works, reprobation is the cause of unbelief and impiety, that many children of the faithful are torn guiltless from their mother's breasts and tyrannically plunged into hell, so that neither baptism nor the prayers of the church after baptism can at all profit by them, and many other things of the same kind, which the Reformed churches not only do not acknowledge, but even detest with their whole soul. Wherefore the Synod of Dort, in the name of the Lord, conjures as many as piously call upon the name of our Savior Jesus Christ to judge of the faith of the Reformed churches, not from the calumnies which in every side are heaped upon it, nor from the private expressions of a few among ancient and modern teachers, often dishonestly quoted or corrupted, and wrested to a meaning quite foreign to their intention, but from the public confessions of the churches themselves, and from the declaration of the Orthodox doctrine, confirmed by the unanimous consent of all and each of the members of the whole Synod. Moreover, the Synod warns communiators themselves to consider the terrible judgment of God which awaits them for bearing false witness against the confessions of so many churches, for distressing the consciences of the weak, and for laboring to render suspect the society of the truly faithful. Finally, This synod exhorts all their brethren in the gospel of Christ to conduct themselves piously and religiously in handling this doctrine, both in the universities and churches, to direct it, as well in discourse as in writing, to the glory of the divine name, to holiness of life, and to the consolation of afflicted souls, to regulate by the Scripture, according to the analogy of faith, not only their sentiments, but also their language, and to abstain from all those phrases which exceed the limits necessary to be observed in ascertaining the genuine sense of the Holy Scriptures, and may furnish insolent sophists with a just pretext for violently assailing or even vilifying the doctrine of the Reformed churches. May Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who seated at the Father's right hand, give gifts to men, sanctify us in the truth, bring to the truth those who err, shut the mouth of the calumniators of sound doctrine, and endue the faithful minister of his word with the spirit of wisdom and discretion, that all their discourses may tend to the glory of God and the edification of those who hear them. Amen. That this is our faith and decision we certified by subscribing our names. Let us try to acknowledge the Lord for his blessings and to ask further for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is exhorted in thy holy word, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then each time when we and our children may be privileged to come up to thy courts, then it behooves us to acknowledge thy great and worthy name for all the blessings which thou granteth and which thou hast left in our midst. Then there are also special times that it behooves us to thank thy great name for special blessings. Then thou was granted in the past month, that it was 25 years ago, that this congregation may be instituted after that a new sanctuary was built, office bears were instituted, thy word may be read, thy word may be preached, and thou wast helped hitherto. And then we have heard out of thy holy word that the psalmist has declared, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, O Lord, but unto thee be all the honor for thy mercy and for thy true sake. Lord, and thou wast still been mindful of us as sinners, transgressors from the womb, transgressors of the law, an unthankful people, a people that have left thee in paradise, that confirm the same by actual sins. And then thou hast continued to be such a faithful and such a good doing God for an unfaithful people. Lord, may there have come souls up, broken, humbled and small. May there have come souls up, troubled, because they are not on the place where they ought to be. We can know it with our minds so well, but now to come at that low place at thy footstool, as Job has declared, thou maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. Lord, may there have come up a people also on such an evening that need thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as their prophet to teach them, as their high priest to atone, to pray and to thank, and as king to reign over them. The psalmist of old has declared, when he was given to reflect upon all thy mercies, that they could not be numbered. And so it is with us and our children. Then thou hast granted so many blessings, the doors of thy house, they could be opened each time by renewal. Our children may be instructed. Thou was granted in this house of prayer that many young people were united in holy matrimony. Thou was granted many children born which have received the sign and the seal of the covenant, the name of a thrice holy name upon their foreheads, the sacrament of the Lord's Supper may be administered. But Lord, there have also come families up to thy house as mourning families, where also in the past 25 years that different ones, very young, middle-aged and elderly ones, they were ushered into eternity. Wilt thou uphold and wilt thou remember them in this evening hour? Lord, then the seed of thy word has been sown oftentimes, howbeit with many shortcomings, and then on such a service, then we do well to examine each of our hearts, our boys and girls, our young people, the middle-aged, and the elderly ones. May there have come up troubled souls, unconverted. And, Lord, bless thy word in this evening, that it may be a trouble by the saving work of thy Holy Spirit, that they may be given to experience what it is to be an unconverted sinner under thy wrath, without God, without Christ, and without hope, and that they may be given to cry unto thee. Lord, thou knowest what liveth in each heart. Thou hast the people upon the earth that have questions and riddles which they cannot unriddle. There's not a people without hope, but justice needs to be satisfied. Perhaps troubled souls have come up. Oh, cannot deny the blessings they have received in thy house, but still an unpaid debt. Wilt thou remember them? Grant unto thy children the further leadings in the mystery of salvation and in the way of sanctification, to need thy Son more and more. It has pleased thee to grant unto us the gift of a care home. And thou hast given labors. Wilt thou continue to do so? Remember the elderly ones. Also a cemetery with gates. And it is written in thy holy word that the grave never says, it is enough, O Lord. May the labors in thy house, in the midst of the congregation, may they be blessed in a richer measure. We are all hastening to eternity. There is but a step between us and death. We need to be born again, come to a saving knowledge of thy dear Son as the way to the Father by the work of the Holy Spirit. Then thou wast given for many years that this flock may have the lively preaching of law and gospel. Thou wast given office bearers. Lord, may we truly be humbled under all thy goodness. The psalmist has said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed upon me? May we become ashamed on such a moment, our Lord. We are not what we ought to be, but thou hast a people that are not what they used to be, and also not what they ought to be. Then thou wast also given to this congregation that there was a daughter which has now become a sister congregation. We commend them unto thee with the consistory also a branch. Wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit? We commend unto thee thy servants who may be with us in this evening hour. Do richly bless their labors. Remember all the consistories in southern Alberta. May we be found more a praying people. We commend unto thee by renewal all the mourning ones, all the elderly ones, and do remember the sick and afflicted ones. There are serious and grave concerns. Grant them a place at thy footstool. May there be means that may be blessed. Remember all the handicapped ones. Remember the family circles. Remember land and country. The beginning of this week, then our country may commemorate another birthday. Do remember all the leaders, our southern neighbor, the country may commemorate their birthday in this day. Hopes to be a year of elections. May it please thee to yet show a little mercy. We may still live in a country of peace, but the spiritual warfare is greatly increasing. The enmity against thy word, thy son, and against the doctrines of free and sovereign grace. And Lord, thy church is not the light and the salt for those, for the family circles that have become world conformed. Wilt thou grant a turning, do open their eyes and a repentance, while it may and it can yet. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. And may thy word be blessed, in this evening hour, that there may be an ingathering. And wilt thou remember thy people? Make it a special service. A token of thy favor. The psalmist of old has prayed, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, Lord. Tis not our church, our cause, but it is thy cause, it is thy glory. Wilt thou so continue to remember and work from generation to generation. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 308, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. And not unto us, O Lord of heaven, but unto thee be glory given in love and truth. Thou dost fulfill the counsels of thy sovereign will. And what follows, Psalter 308, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. Beloved congregation, consistories from other congregations, brothers in the ministry, and friends, we have come together in this evening hour to remember the loving kindness of the Lord in His temple, where on June the 3rd, it was 25 years, as when the congregation was instituted. And then we are called upon to remember the Lord's mercies as we read in Ephesians 5 verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But then it is also biblical to have those special times of thanksgiving. The Jewish people, they did not only have the three special feasts, the Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles, the New Moon, but then they had also those special times, the commemoration of Purim, when they were given to remember when the Lord in His wonderful providence has delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the wicked Haman. I read in John 10, the verses 22 and 23, that Jesus on a winter day in Solomon's porch was present at the Feast of Dedication, that referred to the year 169 before the birth of Christ, where the enemy has desecrated the temple. The Lord has raised up the Maccabees, and the temple was restored, the offerings were brought by renewal, and the Jewish people, they yearly had a feast to commemorate that glorious event where the Lord had been mindful of them. And then concerning the congregation of Pitcher Butte, we shall not say much concerning the history, of course. The greatest part of the congregation were not even born when the congregation was instituted to that end. A committee has been appointed. They are working very diligently. The plan was to make a booklet concerning the history of the congregation of Pitcher Butte. It is becoming a book, and in due time, the Lord willing, it hopes to be finished. And then our people, also our youth, then they may read of the history. There have been many meetings concerning the overfull Lethbridge Church. And finally, they came to the conclusion at a meeting that a new congregation, a new church, would be built in Pitcher Butte. It was on May 14 in 1998. That this church was dedicated by a service led by Reverend G. M. DeLeo on Psalm 22, verse 9. And then a little more than a year later, on June the 3rd, 1999, the congregation was instituted. The text words were taken from Acts 2 verse 42 concerning the first Pentecostal church, The first three office bearers were instituted, namely for elder, Mr. Jake Slingeland, Mr. John Vandenbroek, and for deacon, Mr. Peter Bell. It was a little more than a year. On July 3, in the beginning of July, July 13, that Reverend P.L. Bazin was installed as the first minister and shepherd. And now in this evening hour, then it behooves us to humbly acknowledge the Lord for all his blessings, the benefits, which he has hitherto granted. Oh, then the question out of 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, and who maketh thee to differ, boys and girls, young people, older ones, who makes us and our children to differ, that we may still have the truth? With the Lord's help, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 115, the verses 12, 13, and 14. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Our text words speak, the Lord hath been mindful of us. Four thoughts. First, the express thanksgiving, which we find in verse 12, the first part, which speaks of the past. Secondly, the promised blessings in the second part of verse 12 speaks of the present. Thirdly, the distinguishing separation, verse 13. And in the fourth place, the desired increase, in verse 14, which speaks of the future. The Lord hath been mindful of us. The express thanksgiving. And congregation, what is now the reason that the Lord has been mindful of us? Is there one in this evening, a boy or girl, a youth and older one, that would dare to raise his hand and say, the reason is because I have deserved it, I am worthy of it? Oh, then it is clear, no merit. And if the Lord had dealt with us as a people as we deserve, then we would not have a sanctuary, and we would not have the truth. The Lord has been mindful of us, then the cause lies in that never-begun eternity where a triune God has counseled concerning the salvation of the church. How shall I place them among the children of men? The cause lies in the electing love of the Father, the redeeming work of the Son, and the application of the Holy Spirit. Christ, He sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and from thence He is gathering, preserving, and defending His church. And has promised that He shall work from generation to generation. Psalm 115 is one of the Hallel Psalms. Psalm 113 through 118, where tradition tells us that these Psalms have been sung at the Jewish feasts, also at the Passover. It is believed when we read in Matthew 26, verse 31, that Jesus with His disciples have sung a hymn, that these Psalms were sung. And then in Psalm 113, speaks of the servants of Jehovah. Psalm 114 speaks of the wonderful deliverance of the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Oh, in Egypt, they were called servants of Pharaoh. But now by the Lord's almighty hand, they may be called servants of the Lord. We have heard it so often. On the Lord's Day morning, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Has that now taken place, congregation? Hope to hear more of it in our third point. But is that not the crucial point? Those doors, the Lord's mercy, have been opened so often. The word preached, the word read. The Lord surely has been mindful of us, of course. There are mourning ones, already many gravestones in our cemetery. Others are sick, difficulties. But what an out for blessings. The Lord has been mindful of us. Marriages, children born, daily bread. The list is long. But now the question. Has the Lord been mindful of our never-dying soul? Have there been services in God's house that you can never forget? Services where you have received where the Lord has begun needs to be a beginning congregation. By the work of the Spirit, but also instructed, comforted, encouraged, riddles unriddled, questions answered, and we need a Savior for our soul. And now the psalmist in Psalm 115, he has begun to write, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. We have sinned it all away, ruined it all. Are there a few such souls in my midst that have sinned it all away? Souls that need mercy and souls on such a sermon service. The Lord has a people upon the earth that learn more and more how dependent they are upon the Lord. Can know where they ought to come. They know of those places. That be wonderment of the goodness of the Lord. Those places with that vehement desire that the Lord may be honored by us, but by all people, that may be a walk closer to this word, not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name be all the honor. When this psalm was written, it's not declared in the scriptures, it is clear that the church has come into trouble and trials. It is possible when the children of Israel have come into the land of Canaan, and then those miracles, like in the wilderness, they were no longer experienced. And that respect, it has become quieter, are the souls that understand it. When it becomes so still possible in the life of David, persecution, possible Hezekiah, when the Assyrians have come, mocking his God. And then the question, where is now thy God? Lord, as a people that know of those nows, those mockers and assaulters, but then the psalmist was given to see that the Lord is so free and sovereign that he declares that he fulfills all his decree upon the earth. And then there is spoken that the idols, that they are no gods. The exhortation in the verses 9 and 10 and 11. Oh, to trust in the Lord, for he is their help and shield. Let's not say that the church is enabled. That is the work of the Spirit, that faith which the Spirit grants unto the true child of God, the moment of regeneration in its essence, and each time by renewal in its exercise. Always is there help and shield. Have we experienced that help and shield? And then we come to our text. The Lord hath been mindful of us in so many different ways. Sometimes that word is also translated in our Bible as remembered. We have examples in the Bible, Genesis 8, verse 1. There it is written that the Lord has remembered Noah and all those that were in the ark. May I ask you, young and old, has that need been born for the ark? Have you seen that door? Have you heard the precious invitations? Oh, have you received the place? I read the same word to give one more example of a Hannah in 1 Samuel 1 verse 19. That the Lord remembered that barren Hannah and that she conceived. Are there barren ones in our midst that have learned to become fruitful, that we need that bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has purchased this bride with such a great price? Our second thought, the promised blessings. And then we read further in our text words, He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. The Lord has promised special blessings for His church. Also concerning the external administration of the covenant. So clear in the Old Testament, a chosen people, a type of the church of Jesus Christ. We read four times that word bless. If it is right, young people, what do you think we should do with our text? When we read four times that He will bless, and we do need the blessing of the Lord. And I read in Proverbs 10, verse 22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow to it. Oh, happy is the people that is in such a case. As we read in the last verse of Psalm 144, oh, blessed that people who are the Lord's, what is thy only comfort in life and in death? Then should it not be the prayer continually, Psalm 106, verse 4 and 5, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, do visit me with thy salvation. He will bless us. The Lord has promised the special blessings. Do we not read thereof of the children of Israel? They were brought out of the land of Egypt. The Lord has given the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire to go before them. So the Lord has entrusted unto us a rich heritage. Our forefathers, what a blood they have shed. What lives were sacrificed. We have read the conclusion from the canons of Dort, what the Church of the Reformation was accused of. Maybe when we have read it, congregation, that there were people that says that also lives in my heart. A natural man can and shall never bow under a sovereign God, but young and old, because there is an election there for the congregation of Pitcher Butte. May still be. And therefore, each time by renewal, those doors may be opened. Law and gospel may be proclaimed, because the King, at the right hand of the Father, he shall continue to gather his church. That people, they were fed with manna. They received protection from the enemies. There was no people upon the earth so blessed and so privileged as the children of Israel. And do we not resemble that people? So privileged and so blessed. Not so many upon the earth. And I read in Luke 12, verse 48, to whosoever much is given, much shall be required. Of Balaam, he was asked by the king of Moab to curse that blessed people, that separated people. And then he has seen that people. Oh, he was given to state, Numbers 23, verse 9, that that people shall dwell alone. That is the strength of the church. May we do away with all the world conformity, whereby the Spirit is grieved. Think of the seven churches of Asia Minor. So many of God's people, but a time has come that the candlestick was removed. Think of the churches of the Reformation where formerly the truth was brought, where there were dear people of God, and where the truth has departed. Oh, with Balaam, he was given to behold that people so blessed. Let me die the death of the righteous and let my end be like theirs. But Balaam did not have the desire to live with that people. Oh, in Numbers 24, verse 5, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. My dear young people, shall you never leave those tents? The Lord has promised many a blessing under the external administration of the covenant. The Lord has promised to especially work by His Spirit, to work from generation to generation, to gather His church. Thus also, what a solemn responsibility concerning our place, because I read in Genesis 17, verse 14, concerning the seed of Abram, if they would not circumcise their little boys, that they were breaking that covenant, then we understand that covenant of grace that is so unbreakable that lie assured In the work of a triune God, all declared in Isaiah 54, the verses 9 and 10. But in that external administration, we read the same in Jeremiah 31, that they have broken my covenant. And now we read, concerning that blessing, then we can say the Lord has blessed. The Lord is blessing. And the Lord shall bless. And then first, he will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. That is the chosen and separated people. And then he will bless the house of Aaron. Those are the office bearers. The Lord shall grant us help. It's also their prayer. Think of Psalm 20, verse 2, send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion. He will bless us. He has blessed us. The Lord has been mindful of us. And how is it now in this evening congregation? How many humble and broken hearts shall there be? It's a gift that Christ has merited for us people. What a blessed and sweet place when we may be given to reflect, humble, small, bowing, with that vehement desire that he be glorified in us and by us. And then there shall also be the desire for that one thing needful, that his kingdom may come. Because then there is a further separation. Because we first read, he will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. And then there comes a distinguishing separation. For examination in this evening hour, let us first sing. Psalter 49. Let us only sing 1 and 3. The ends of all the earth shall hear and turn unto the Lord in fear. All kindreds of the earth shall own and worship him as God alone. And what follows, Psalter 49, only the stanzas 1 and 3. Thank you. The Lord hath been mindful of us. The express thanksgiving, the promised blessings, and now thirdly, the distinguishing separation. And that separation speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit. When it pleases the Spirit to bless His holy word. And that is now the crucial point in this evening hour. Young and old, boys and girls, young people and older ones, has God's holy word now been blessed to your never dying souls? Were there times that you have left this house as an unconverted sinner, that the judgments were for me and given to see that there is indeed a blessed people upon the earth? It's what our text speaks of. The Lord will bless us. Bless the house of Israel. Bless the house of Aaron. But now in verse 13, and that is among that people, among Israel, among the house of Israel, Aaron, because they read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5, that it is not all Israel. That is Israel. And therefore a separation. He will bless them. It's not all Israel. Who are those them? They are described in our text. Them that fear the Lord. Do you fear the Lord, boys and girls? Have you received a new heart? Have you asked for children in this night? Have you told the Lord, Lord, we hope to go up to thy house? 25 years, much older than I am when I'm a child, to remember all thy goodness, all thy blessings. But Lord, I need a new heart. Oh, may I receive one in this evening. How is it with our young people? Do you fear the Lord? Have you made that good choice, older ones? Maybe sometime you calculate it out. Let's say 49 years old. That means 7 years of Sabbath days, which the Lord has given for our welfare. Maybe you've tried to figure it out approximately how many sermons, how many times you have also come through these church doors. How many sermons you have heard, All my unconverted fellow travelers, continue to come. Bow your knees and beg the Lord that you may be included in verse 13. Not a slavish fear, but that is that childlike fear. And in Psalm 111, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And now when the Lord works that fear, and that childlike fear, Galatians 5, verse 6, faith worketh by love. Do you know what we learned then? That the Lord has been so mindful of us since our youth. Those that have been spared an accident, you can multiply it out. Hospitals come home. Oh, we read in Lamentations 3, the mercies of the Lord, that we are not consumed. But do you know what that people learn that may begin to fear the Lord? Oh, dear youth, ask the Lord that you may receive that fear when you are young. Such a privilege and such a blessing to be kept from much sin. And that when the Lord spares, then you may serve the Lord for many years and have a little beginning of praising the Lord. But do you know what the Spirit then teaches us? That the Lord has been mindful of us, but we have not been mindful of Him. And it all comes back. Not mindful of His word, not mindful of the law, not mindful of His house. Maybe not, I hope, congregation, that we do our utmost to keep the Lord's day holy. When that is not the case, we are far gone. Oh, have not been mindful of His blessings. Have not been mindful of all the callings. But now the Lord will bless those that fear the Lord. That is a people that is filled with a holy reverence and with that awe. That is a people that receives a love for the Lord, for His day, for His house, for His people. That is a people that fear the Lord. Think of Saul on the way to Damascus. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Those are souls that are given to beg for tokens of His favor. Ah, the Lord has a people that knows what that is. Providential tokens, but also to be blessed in the house of God. Riddles unriddled may be proclaimed from the pulpit what they have experienced during the week. Ah, then those souls may be given to rejoice with great rejoicing, can be congregation. For such souls, of course, here in the time, there is a time for everything. but that they may send up sighs, that the service may continue a little longer. Because it is so good to be in God's house as a Ruth, when they may glean. The Lord will bless those that fear the Lord. What does that people need? That people needs, we have stated it, all they confess with tears, not mindful of the Lord, transgressors, the deeper uncovering the evil in the heart, laboring under the justice of God, those souls need to be saved. They have a debt that needs to be forgiven. They need a Savior. They need a surety. Oh, they need that precious Jesus as their Savior. Not only to receive Luke 2 verse 10, those glad tidings to all people, oh, they may be given to rejoice with joy unspeakable when they may see that beloved Savior, consider his work. But they need the application of verse 11, but unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And now the Lord will bless, not maybe, not perhaps, not depending upon conditions and upon the exercise of their faith, and it would be eternally lost. By grace are ye saved through faith. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Oh, in a flock, lambs and sheep. Ah, the Lord, he deals so tenderly and kindly with those little ones, all merited by Christ. Think of Zechariah 13, verse 7. Awake, O sword, against thy shepherd, that is the fellow of my own man. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hands unto the little ones. They are all included. Are there such little ones in my midst? Then there needs to be a beginning. John 3 verse 3, except the man is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Maybe a few souls. Perhaps the question in this evening, oh, you cannot deny, has become so different, those desires. Think of Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the courts of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. But both small and great, that speaks of the further leadings of the children of God to come to a saving knowledge. The Son of God is the way to the Father, heart of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, and to be given to live through and out of him. Also in the way of sanctification, I ask you once more, do you fear the Lord? It's a personal question. That fear of the Lord that shall be seen in our life. The Bible becomes a rule. The world conformity will disappear. Asking for the Lord's way and further leadings. And now, another mark of those that fear the Lord. Then they have a desire. Oh, that all people would experience that blessing, that all people would begin to fear the Lord, reverence His house, love His day and His word. And to that end, we read of a special promise in this psalm, in verse 14, the desired increase the Lord shall. In the verses 9 to the end of this psalm, then we read that name, Lord, all capital letters, Jehovah, I am that I am, the faithful covenant God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and then the promise, the Lord shall increase you more and more. Oh, may that continually be our prayer. The application of the Spirit, that among young and old, sons and daughters may be born in Zion, that many jewels may be added to the meritorial crown of King Jesus. Many taken from under the banner of the Prince of Darkness and placed under that glorious banner of King Jesus. Many enemies become friends. But when we read, the Lord shall increase you more and more, those words we find in Philippians 1 verse 9 and also 1 Thessalonians 4, the verses 1 and 10. And we read those words more and more different times in our Heidelberg Catechism. Then it is also a promise for the church, for the blessings, the benefits, which Christ has merited for His church. Heidelberg Catechism, we read that Christ at the right hand of the Father, He pours out those heavenly graces, and the Lord as a people that need that increase continually. What do they all need an increase? Are the Pharisees and the hypocrites. They do not understand Zephaniah 3 verse 12, I have left in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The disciples, and Luke 17, verse 5, Lord, increase our faith. Increase my love. Increase my repentance. Increase my godly sorrow. increase my humility, increase my hope, increase my thanksgiving. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Do you hear it, children, young people? Do you sometimes feel it concerning the youth? You live not in an easy time. The temptations are so manifold, but the genuine concern for you outwardly, and above all for your never dying souls, that the Lord by His Spirit has promised it. Psalm 72 verse 5, they shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations, but young and old needs to be experienced here in the time, because we read in verse 17, the dead praise not the Lord. Their bodies are laid in the cemetery, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Shall you be included, congregation? That great multitude which the Apostle John has seen above in glory before the throne, all people, tongues, and nations. Oh, shall it be that there shall be from distant lands, from huts in the jungle, Eskimos, that they shall be before the throne, less blessings than we had, and we shall be excluded. The Lord hath been mindful of us. There is a book of remembrance. The Lord will bless those that fear the Lord, and then their life, oh, so tenderly declared in the next psalm, I love the Lord. Do you love the Lord, congregation? Boys and girls, young and old, do you love the Lord? Because what solemn words in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 22, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. The times are solemn. The times are serious. But the Lord shall continue to fulfill our text words. There are those that still must and shall be brought forth. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Oh, the psalmist has declared to declare, we have thought of thy loving goodness, loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. And then, mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. And then verse 14, and may that be our portion. This God is our God forever and ever. He will guide us even unto death, and our solemn ends. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us close. Lord, wilt thou grant a broken and a humble heart under all thy mercies, and may it please thee in a richer measure to fulfill our text. Oh, to be mindful of us by thy free and sovereign grace, to bless us and to increase us more and more. Wilt thou return us safely to our dwellings? Watch over us in the continuance of this week, and bring us together by renewal on the Lord's Day. Pardon us of all of our sins, also of this evening hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, 426. And let us sing the stanzas 1, 7, and 10. I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace. He hears my voice, my cry and supplication, and what follows. 426, only 1, 7, and 10. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.